Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning on the KRDO Newsline is Michael Yall. He is the president of the Jack Quinn's Running Club. And Michael, thank you so much for joining me here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
And you know, Michael, we've talked about it before, but let's cover it for those who may not be aware. What exactly is the Jack Quinn's Running Club? What do you do here in Colorado Springs? And how did you guys get started?
Well, thank you. Jack Quinn's Running Club is now in our 17th year. We were founded in June of 2006, and that was off of a discussion between our founder, Ryan Schinninger, who had arrived in Carl Springs from Florida and was celebrating his birthday. And the owners of the pub bought him a drink, and they started talking, and he mentioned about that he was surprised there wasn't a running club associated with the pub. And it boiled down to them saying, well, you organize it, we'll sponsor you. And they did. And figured maybe, 20 people or so the very first night, and they had over 70. And by the end of the summer, several months later, hundreds of people are showing up every single night, and the club has grown since then. And we are a social running club. We welcome folks, all, if you want to say all makes and models is a good way to kind of put it. Folks that are competitive runners to distance runners to folks that don't run, however they walk. And you don't have to be a runner to be in a running club. And we have numerous people that walk every single week. And I was going to say, and many people are out there and you see them every single week and they are now well on their way to milestone events, which is, different shirtings at 10 runs, 50 runs, 100 runs. And we have people that have multiple numbers after that.
Yeah. And as you'd mentioned, kind of with that timing, the club just is hitting the 17th anniversary right now. So what's been the success and the key to keeping it going for so many years?
Many things, I think, to our success is we were in downtown Colorado Springs. We have a fantastic sponsor, which is Jack Quinn's Pub itself. They have, graciously, put us up every single Tuesday upstairs. Initially they had, free food and things like that. And that transitioned over time with the number of runners that were packing into the pub and just didn't have the space. To great deals on food and beverages that they do now. In fact, now we are currently at discount specials on numerous beers upstairs, as well as tacos and quesadillas. So it's a great thing to go through, and people look forward to that, and they hang around and after their run and enjoy the food that is there at the pub. And you've got a standard set of folks that you see every week on the pub staff. And even if they have to be gone for somewhere, the backup staff that's there are folks that we know as well. And so they are actually part of our family. And many of the folks that work the pub itself participate in events that Jack Quinn's works, such as volunteering at race events.
Yeah. And, you'd mentioned that you've had, thousands of runners come in and out of Jack Quinn's over these past 17 years. And that's got to also be an economic boom, not just to Jack Quinn's itself, but really the entire downtown corridor.
Oh, exactly. And if you kind of go back in time when we were organized and coming through and you could see a Tuesday night up and down Tejon, pretty much every eating establishment had specials going on Tuesdays, because the pub itself, could not handle, the hundreds of runners that are coming in downtown and wanting to stay. And of course, they will, go to other establishments in the downtown area and help with that. And I know that's been a definite boom on Tuesday nights. And then of course, post COVID, we're kind of 3 years along in coming out of it. We still have hundreds of runners that show up every week. In fact, you're talking about the numbers of runners. We just hit our 42,000th runner a couple of weeks ago. So in 17 years, or you know, not quite 17 years, if you want to you know look at the timing of that, over 42,000 people have run at least one time with Jack Quinn's Running Club.
Yeah, that's a fantastic way to have things going on. And you mentioned as well that this has been going on for such an amount of time now. So if anyone wants to join in, maybe, you know, kick off the dust on those running shoes, what's the best way to get involved?
There's several ways. They can, if they want some basic information, please go online to our website, which is jackquinsrunners, all one word, .com. And you can see some information from there. We have a Facebook page as well. We also have folks that show up on Tuesday nights, and we do our check-ins and sign-ups for new runners. And every week, you know, you get new runners. Sometimes, you know, depending on weather, you know, that kind of tampers the numbers down a little bit. But anywhere, you know, you can have anywhere from 1 to 40 people sign up on any given Tuesday, it seems like. And any person that is at the pub upstairs for the running club that's in a green shirt, consider them, you know, your staff for the running club. And ask any green shirt. You can ask questions about, you know, where to go or what the route is. And we have everything. Maps are there. You can sit there and take a picture of it, or you can find them online. There's even a guy that did a YouTube video several years ago during COVID, and did the entire route from the front of the pub all the way around and back to the pub so people can watch it and have a good visual of what they want to see.
And when it comes to that route, tell me a little bit about what that route is through downtown Colorado Springs.
Sure. From the front of the pub, which is at 21 South Tejon, you go down to Colorado Avenue, head west, go around the Antlers Hotel in Antlers Park, and you'll pick up the trail there. Right off Sierra Madre, which, and you can sit there and see St. Mary's Cathedral. Follow that trail up to Uena, go up Uena to Cascade, come south along Cascade and cross back over around Pikes Peak and back on Tejon and right back to the pub. And if you got your timer and your distance device, it's pretty much spot on as 5K, which is 3.1 miles.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, going on for so long. You mentioned we're coming up on the 17-year anniversary. So what does the future have in store for maybe the next 15 to 17 years for the Jack Quinn's Running Club?
You know, I still see this club going strong in, you know, the next 15 years and down the line. You know, there's plenty of people that are coming in. We've had we had a gentleman last night who had never been to Colorado or Colorado Springs before. He came in, he did Boulder, did a search, and Jack Quinn's was the first thing that popped up, came down, joined us last night, and checked in for his very first run. So it is many things besides word of mouth, and we have quite a bit of that, you know, people coming in or moving in, and particularly our military population in Colorado Springs. We have several runners I see every week from all the bases around town. You see them. We have folks from the Olympic Training Center. I've seen athletes down there. And you see quite a number of them when they're getting ready for, the Olympics and the timing like that. You'll see them populate in. And just folks moving to Colorado Springs who are looking for something fun and exciting. And we're extremely, you know, family friendly. We have little kids that have earned their little 10-run shirts as well. And quite a number of families are out there. And you see them out on the course. They're either being wheeled or walked or carried.
And it's coming up every Tuesday at Jack Quinn's. Michael, we appreciate your time and joining us here on KRDO News Radio. Really appreciate it. And can't wait to come out and join you guys on a Tuesday evening.
Andrew, it'd be great to see you out there. We look forward to everyone that comes in. And like I said, every week you get someone new. And then quite the opposite. You've got people that are in, as I mentioned, approaching their 100th or 200th, all the way up to people approaching their 700th club run. So,
perfect. Well, again, for more information, you can head on over to jackquinsrunners.com. Michael Yole, we appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.